No tricks, all treats. It's the Social Club podcast for the weekend of October 31st, 2014. Happy Halloween. I'm Josh Wallerson from 90.5 WESA. Rachel Carlson is community manager for Yelp Pittsburgh. Hello, Rachel.
Hello.
And happy Halloween to
happy
you.
Happy Halloween. I know we talked about this.
Hail Satan.
Oh, gosh. I hope my
I've been waiting for the correct venue to let people know about my faith and my belief system in our dark Lord.
Oh, gosh.
And this is it. This is, you know, he's the reason for the season. And I just want people to let Satan into their hearts.
I'm like crying.
So happy Halloween to you.
I'm crying. The thing is that we don't even want to go into the whole, atheists aren't even like Satanists. Like, you know what I mean?
I can confirm this.
But, yeah.
Atheists are not Satanists.
It's just
we've established that right out of the
gate. I just like to dress up in a non-sexual manner.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Like I said before, I just like to dress up as a pretty princess, like all the time.
Sure.
And get some candy.
Yeah.
Like that's...
Well, you're going to hell, and the candy is great.
No!
The food
no.
is good, the drinks are good, and yeah.
I'm going to heaven, and I'm getting an all-you-can-eat Sunday buffet, so...
That's not bad. Oh, I have to rethink my whole belief system.
Yeah,
there's ice cream in heaven.
And probably cats.
But I hear there's no beer.
No.
I heard that. I heard that in a song.
JC's
somewhere.
Down with the wine.
That's true.
Maybe there's not beer, but there's wine.
I have to switch to wine. I don't know. You give me a lot to think about.
The wine is a good...
I'm experiencing a crisis of spirituality.
Okay. Well.
So take my mind off of this, this crisis.
Well, we can talk about spirits at the Carnegie Science Center. They are doing their 21 plus night on Halloween, which I think, we really lucked out. Halloween's on a Friday, you know? A lot of times it's on a weird day.
It only happens every 7 years or
does
something?
It?
I don't know.
Oh, okay. Well, that's true. Right. Okay.
Factored leap year in there. Whatever.
Gotcha.
It's rare.
But what's exciting, I think, is a lot of times you might not have anywhere to go. You just might not have any Halloween parties to go to or can't decide or have too many or find people you don't like that's inviting you that you don't want to go to their Halloween party because it's super lame. Whatever. So this is all planned out for you. So this is a good one because they have a bunch of different spirits there.
Mm-hmm.
Spirits meaning...
The kind that you can imbibe.
Wiggle whiskey, Maggie's rum. They're going to be doing some scientific tastings with them that I can't explain. So you'll be surprised and also because I don't know. But it's just, it's a great night. Like I always say, it's super cheap. $10 to $15, depending on if you get it online or at the door.
Are these like science experiments that are, you know, trying to assess how alcohol affects the human ability to throw ping pong balls into cups? Is it something along those lines?
We do that when we're there with Yelp. We do some
So it's pretty tossing. Serious research happening.
But I think it says mixology lessons. The spooky mixology lessons. So you can imagine what
Well,
that
as long entails. As it's spooky.
Yeah,
I'm in.
I know. So then we also have the Night of the Singing Dead.
Nice.
And
okay.
This is also on Friday, and it is at the Rex Theater, which is in the South Side, and a great, I think, kind of spooky, actually, venue.
Yeah, sort
if
of
you've ever,
cavernous.
Yeah, a little, and... like, medieval. So you can go there to musical comedy, and...
So this is a zombie choir?
Yeah, and so you can sing along, and you can go and just enjoy it. If you have a bad voice, it's probably better. So if you enjoy that kind of thing, you can head to the Rex on Friday night, or there is a bunch of different... So the one thing I don't know if a lot of people really realize, other than maybe New Year's Eve or like going to your holiday Christmas party for work, is that a lot of restaurants have ongoing events all the time. So it's not just for the holidays, but they have different series and stuff like that. So if you follow a favorite restaurant, they're probably going to have different series, wine tastings, different parties and stuff like that. So there's a lot of different restaurants that are having parties. So right now I just popped up Industries having a dead celebrity Halloween party, which was probably way up my aisle because I love celebrities.
Who's your favorite dead one?
Oh my gosh, that's a hard one. That's a really hard one.
There's a lot of dead famous people to choose from.
I know. There's a lot of dead famous people to choose from.
If you could resurrect one famous corpse and have dinner with them at your favorite Pittsburgh restaurant, who would it be?
You know, just because we've been talking about it a lot, well, the past week, and then I'm going to be mentioning it already, is maybe Jimmy Stewart would be a really
zombie Jimmy
one.
Stewart.
Yeah,
I'd sort of debonair and
I mean, as long as
affable at the same time,
eat me. But I think he would have a lot of stories.
That is a risk that you do run with zombies.
I know. I don't want to get bitten. Mm. We can't even go into a Walking Dead conversation because it would just take up the whole time.
Fair enough. Let's not go down that rabbit hole.
That's another podcast. But the Dead Celebrity Halloween Party is going on in industry. Then we have the Devil's Night, which is at Round Corner Cantina on Friday. We have so this is something that's happening. There's Halloween, and then there's Day of the Dead.
Right.
Is on November 1st.
Right. Or All Saints Day, depending on your...
Yeah, so they have a bunch of different things on Saturday, too, in terms of Verde is doing a artist market, which I think would be interesting, especially if you like the sugar skulls, like those that kind of artwork. I know a girlfriend of mine is really into that, so you can obtain some artwork to go with your Halloween-themed house if you have that, which...
Cool.
You know, you never know.
And anytime you can work sugar into the equation,
yeah,
that's a win.
I'm into it. And I think this is funny. So James Street Gastropub, am I allowed to say the A word on air?
We're not on air. It's on the internet. Podcast. There are no rules. It's anarchy.
Well, it is an asterisk.
Hail Satan.
Grown A, and then there's two little... or whatever they're called.
It's grown ass.
Grown ass people Halloween party.
Yeah, which I think I used that very expression last week in the podcast, so I've established.
Okay, good.
Cool.
Little asterisk, but I think that's really funny at James Street, and they have a downstairs area where it's jazz a lot of times, but they're going to have people DJs spinning real records and vinyl and things like that. So if you don't like a kid's Halloween party, but you enjoy a grown ass Halloween party, you can head there on Saturday. And then the one that looks very exciting, which talking about Jimmy Stewart and all that kind of going on that theme, Hitchcock Halloween Party. So this is from the guys from The Brew Gentlemen.
Mm-hmm.
Very cool dudes.
Quality outfit.
Yes, quality outfit. And they are going to be having a Halloween party at the Cary Furnace.
Nice.
Yeah, you should follow them on Instagram because they're a really great feed to follow. They are putting together all these different sets and props. It's really been fun to watch it. So I think, honestly, this might be the party of the season.
Cary Furnace is pretty creepy.
It's legit.
Did you see that show Hemlock Grove that was on Netflix?
No.
They shot a bunch of it there. It's sort of set in a sort of fictionalized, stylized version of Pittsburgh, kind of, and they shot a few scenes around town.
The
whole sequence happens in the Cary Furnace. It's
out of the furnace around that area too.
I think so. Yeah, Braddock, I think it's been in a bunch of movies and stuff.
Yeah, it's creepy, and I think it's definitely the best place to have a Hitchcock Halloween party.
Definitely go get drunk in some industrial ruins. And could go wrong?
I just want to know how many people are going to be dressed in a suit, in a bald cap with a crow on their shoulder.
Hmm. Help me out. I'm not getting the reference.
For Hitchcock, there's that famous image where he has like a crow on his shoulder.
Oh, I haven't seen that.
I think.
Okay.
Unless I'm making that up.
You need a fat suit to it.
Yeah,
unless
I know.
Like naturally rotund.
Or a torn up like outfit from the... I always think of the Birds because honestly I think the Birds is creepier than Psycho.
I agree with you insofar as that the Birds establishes this creepy, surreal premise and then never explains it. Whereas in Psycho, you get this kind of goofy Freudian explanation at the end that I don't know how plausible you find it.
I always thought
I was like, well, all right, okay.
And just knowing the backstory and how, you know, he basically terrified her when he was throwing birds at her. And I don't know. I just find it fascinating and terrifying. So you can head to the Hitchcock Halloween party. Hopefully no one will be throwing birds at
you. If you go as Hitchcock, though, you have to stand around in profile all the time.
It's true.
You just have a big gut.
I think it would be a hard costume to pull off.
It's a very specific look.
Yeah, very, very specific look.
All right, so you're going as Hitchcock.
Oh, gosh, no. No, I don't know.
Sexy
I still don't
Hitchcock?
Know. Oh, gosh.
I think that's what I'm going to do.
I think that's a good one.
With, like, some cutoffs, short cutoffs. This is getting away from me. Let's move on.
Yeah. Lots of things going on. lots of Halloween things. Really, we'll pick back up next week, I'm sure, with non-Halloween.
I totally threw you off there, didn't I?
Yeah, I don't even know what we're going to discuss next week, to be honest, because there's been so many Halloween things.
Life goes on, I guess. I'm not ready to start thinking about, you know what. I'm going to have to find something else
to talk
about.
I did see my first Christmas. It was funny because we were watching The Walking Dead, and I heard like the jingle bells. And I turned to my husband. I said, this is the first Christmas commercial. And then I was like, what's the date? And I was like frantically grabbing my phone because I wanted to like bookmark this date in history. I don't even know why. Just because, you know,
it's like
people
the first
freak
snowflake
out.
Of the season.
And it was.
Does that like that jingle bell sound release dopamine into your brain? Does it well, do I get off on that neurochemically?
I really do have panicky nightmares. I really do. Recurring dreams that I wake up on Christmas Day and I've forgotten to get people presents.
Oh, so this is like a straight PTSD trigger for you.
It is sort of like that. It's like my own nightmare, my own Halloween.
I've been thinking about why I was so excited about Halloween and so not excited about Christmas. I think it has to do with the fact that like it's the only Halloween we have left, or
the
only holiday we have left that, you know, has
until the end of the world.
All kinds, you know, has parties and treats and drinking and very specific kind of rituals and none of the like crushing pressure of family obligations and emotional baggage.
Because I was just going to say,
which is all Christmas is at this point, that and commercials.
Okay, because I was going to say, you get the treats, you get the sweets, you get the kitsch.
Yeah, you get all that stuff, but you pay a price.
It's true.
A heavy price.
It's true. We were already talking about family, which family we're going to for which holiday, like earlier this month. Oh, I know.
I'm exhausted already. It's not even Thanksgiving.
I know.
All right. Well, go have some fun this weekend. Rachel, thanks for coming by.
Of course.
And that's Social Club for the week. Details on all these events in the show notes at WESA.FM, courtesy of Reed Carter. More ideas to round out your weekend schedule at Yelp.com. And hey, let us know what you're doing this weekend. You can tweet or Instagram your Halloween pics at 905WESA. Let us see your sexy Hitchcock costume. I'm Josh Rollerson. You can follow me at WESA. Josh, Rachel Carlson tweets at Yelp Pittsburgh. Composer Josh Mobley wrote our theme music, and you can follow him on Twitter at Josh Mobley Music. We'll be back next week with Halloween candy hangovers and a fresh podcast. Until then, have a great weekend and a happy Halloween.